Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, your everyday hype man, here to bring that Spartan mindset fire to your day. Ever feel like you're stuck in a mental treadmill, running around with those pesky negative thoughts and emotions dragging you down? We've all been there. You know, that feeling when doubt whispers its insidious little lies, fear tries to hijack the steering wheel, or anger boils over like a neglected pressure cooker. Trust me, I get it. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a prisoner in your own mind. Today, we're breaking down how to rise above those negativity vibes and step into your power. Think of it this way. Your mind is like a muscle. The more you train it to focus on the positive, the stronger it gets. It takes conscious effort, but trust me, the payoff is huge. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those negative thoughts and emotions. First, awareness is key. You gotta know your triggers, those little things that set off your negativity alarm. Is it social media scrolling? A specific person? Or maybe just waking up on the wrong side of the bed? Once you identify them, you can start to create strategies for dealing with them. Remember, knowledge is power, and in this case, knowing your enemy is half the battle. Second, challenge those thoughts. Don't let them slide by unchecked. When that inner critic starts piping up with its negativity, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, those negative voices are based on fear and assumptions, not facts. Replace those limiting beliefs with positive affirmations. Tell yourself you're capable, strong, and worthy. Third, focus on gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious meal, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your mindset and helps you see the brighter side of things. It's like rewiring your brain to look for the silver lining. Next up, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're struggling. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has bad days. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and that's okay. Finally, take action. Don't just sit around feeling sorry for yourself or letting negativity control your life. Do something that makes you feel good, something that aligns with your goals and values. Whether it's going for a run, pursuing a hobby, or simply spending time with loved ones, taking action empowers you and helps you move forward. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Those butterflies in your stomach start to flutter, and negative thoughts creep in like, what if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm incompetent? Instead of letting fear paralyze you, take a deep breath and remind yourself, you've put in the hard work, you know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Now, visualize yourself delivering a confident and successful presentation. Focus on the positive outcome, the feeling of accomplishment, the respect from your colleagues, and the opportunity to showcase your skills. See? It's all about shifting your mindset and choosing to believe in yourself. So, what's the bottom line? We're not saying life will be a constant sunshine and rainbows party. There will be challenges, setbacks, and moments when negativity tries to creep in. But by practicing awareness, challenging those thoughts, focusing on gratitude, being kind to ourselves, and taking action, we can rise above it all. Remember, You have the power to choose your thoughts, choose your emotions, and ultimately choose how you respond to life's ups and downs. So go out there and dominate your day. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to rise above those negative vibes? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media, Spartan Mindset Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep training your mind for greatness. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.